Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, A, he serves as protection, which I do think matters. I know there's a school of thought that protection is overrated. I think protection is very important in a lot of ways of life, by the way. And also, he then takes that mantle away from Aaron Judge as he gets older, where you're not just missing the 55 home run player because Aaron Judge is getting older. Juan Soto's still kicking ass.
Right. And that's the crux of it, is that you're kind of like stacking your talent.
Yeah.
So that, and they're not all the same age, so they're not all likely to expire at the same time. Giancarlo Stanton will be first, where he just kind of fades out. Then Judge will be there, and then Juan Soto will still be around.
No doubt. Him and Dominguez in the middle of the lineup would be great for years to come.
And that's the plan, too, by the way. Yeah. Like, it allows the pressure to not be as high on Jason Dominguez, because if you lose Juan Soto, and I have great respect for Alex Bregman, and obviously you guys know how I feel about Pete Alonso, those guys, while they're nice players and they're good players, and we can argue all day if they're the right consolation prizes, they're not Juan Soto.
No.
And they're not particularly close either.
And forget the home runs, forget the walks, forget anything. After watching 162 Juan Soto games, above anything else, you know what Juan Soto did for the Yankees? He changed the other eight guys in that lineup's approach. I watched that entire team take way more pitches than they did. Maybe that's not statistically proven, but it certainly felt like the Juan Soto effect on a personal basis. Everybody learned from Juan Soto in that lineup, and that's not tangible.
More of your Juan Soto calls coming up in a few minutes. A lot of football to get to as well. But last night, the Knicks lost a game they shouldn't have lost. And I think we all know that. Whether it's 6 games into a season, 7 games into a season, or 75 games into a season, when you have a 5-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go against an average Atlanta Hawk team, you win that game. They blew that game, all right? They were a mess in the final 2.5 minutes of this game. I also thought they came out very flat in this game. Now, I give them a lot of credit. One of my critiques over the last few days is they've got to shoot more threes. They did, and I commend them for that. I also commend Tom Thibodeau for trying to play Tyler Kolek for more than 5.5 minutes. And then finally, when he had a missed defensive assignment, he took Tyler Kolek's ass and said, "You're going on the bench." But the Knicks got hosed last night. I want to walk you through how it happened. So Karl Anthony Towns, who played very well last night, hit a three that put the Knicks up by 5 with about 3 minutes to go. Okay? On the other end, Trae Young, who was so incredibly overrated, got blocked by Karl Anthony Towns. It was a great defensive play. Mm-hmm. I don't love Cat defensively, but that was a great defensive play by Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah. Rule of verticality went straight up.
No verticality. The officials called it a goaltend. It was not a goaltend. Now, you may be saying, "Evan, I watched the game. Are you going to mention that the Knicks challenged it and they overturned it?" Oh, of course I will. So the Knicks call a timeout. They challenge it. Obviously, the officials fix the call. From that moment on, the Knicks were broken. Josh Hart missed a three. Jalen Johnson made a three. OG missed a three. That rookie first-round pick, number one overall pick, that I don't want to screw the name of up, even though I tried to pronounce it all night watching him kick ass. Reassure. He made a floater in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jalen Brunson, who sucked last night, let's just call it like it is.
Missed a free throw.
Missed a huge free throw. And then when Daniels missed that shot by the basket, Clint Capella, what you're going to do about it, grab the big offensive rebound, got fouled. Here's the point. The Knicks went downhill after that. And it felt like the missed call, even though they got it right, just killed all the Knicks' momentum. Because who knows what happens on that play after a clean block shot without the officials blowing a whistle. So
right, because they got the rebound.
Right.
They got possession.
And who knows what happens next?
Of course.
Could be a fast break. I don't know. And it's not an excuse. Because look, the Knicks have to then recover. Like, they then need a basket down the stretch and not settle for Josh Hart missing a long three and OG missing a long three. And really, the offense looked completely out of sync in those final few minutes. But I'm telling you, man, IBO. I'm proving my IBO-ness right now.
No, you're not wrong.
That call changed everything.
Right. They turned into a shell of what they were doing. Because Carl Anthony Towns played an unbelievable game.
He played great.
Yeah, 30-something point, 36 point, whatever it was.
Now, the negative is, can Jalen Brunson, the king, the everything he is, can he find Carl Anthony Towns in the paint late in the final 2 minutes of the game? Can you do that? Instead of just chucking up threes, can we do that?
It's still early in the year. You should not be worried about this, Knicks fans. It pisses you off, obviously, but it's on the road. You get some bad calls, but this team, as always, starts slow. And then eventually they're going to find themselves.
Preach, Tiki. See, this is what people are going to forget. Everything I just said, I'm not talking about the whole season. I'm talking about one game. I'm talking about a basketball game on a Wednesday night.
Right. The problem is it puts them behind the nets right now.
I never brought that up.
But I'm preemptively going there. So a team that should be tanking has a better record than the team who's giving them all their picks.
The only thing, say that again, that was sexy. The only thing you should worry about standings-wise, because Tiki made a very good point that I want Knicks fans to remember. In the seasons of success, like last year and the year before, they've gotten off to 3-4, 2-4 starts. Like, this is not an uncommon thing. So it's not just the new pieces on the roster. They get off to slow starts. So I think it's good to point that out before anyone panics. The only thing I'd worry about an early slow start, and it's not even the identity, because it'll come. It's not even the depth, because trust me, that'll come too. It's that you don't want to bury yourself behind Cleveland and Boston. Mm. I mean, the Cavs are 9-0. And maybe hiring Kenny Atkinson is really changing everything. Other than Cleveland and Boston, the East is completely mediocre. The Bucks may end up selling guys off. The Sixers are the laughing stock of the league. Now Tyrese Maxey's out for a few weeks. So they're still in a great standing spot, 3 and under. But if you get off to a bad...
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad start, and the Cavs are 17-3. You don't want to put yourself in a hole.
Yeah.
That's the only negative, but more negative.
Well, it makes the playoff journey harder, but
yeah,
keep going.
There's one more negative. I wasn't happy about this. I'm not happy with Tommy.
Why? What did Tommy do?
Tommy, you committed a crime against sports fandom last night.
What?
You did.
How so?
You morashed it?
Yeah, he morashed it, all right.
Let's not make that a verb.
So, before you respond, and I will definitely give you a chance to respond, I do want to explain that we as a show have a text chat. And in said text chat, Sean Morash was the, he was the guy that was being a douchey man last night. He started texting about the Knicks game. Now, I was behind. I like to watch these games meticulously. So he kind of spoiled what was about to happen. I didn't like that. But, Sean was being Sean, which I respect. Nets are ahead of the Knicks. That lottery pick is looking valuable. I didn't add anything. I didn't think it was necessary. And Tommy, while he went on Twitter to do his shtick, blew off the text chat. And to me, that's skipping the podium.
No, it's not.
That is skipping the podium when you don't communicate with the great Tiki Barber.
Dude, you're missing the team meeting, bro.
Yeah.
He didn't address the locker room.
Zeke got, benched for that.
I didn't take.
You might have to lose a game check, bro.
I didn't take the bait. If you wanted to have a basketball conversation after a Knick game, I'm always willing to do that. What I will not, conduct with is 7 games into the season having this guy troll. Because I know what was happening. Because I know what the deal is.
What's that?
Sean works for Evan. So Sean will gas me up as Evan sits there from his ivory tower. And if I engage with Sean, Evan will come with the big guns. And now I'm here, it's 1 a.m, and I'm fighting with both of them. I didn't take the bait. We could have a basketball conversation. But he's trying to gas me up with Trae Young. He's trying to gas me up with the Nets. And I'm not going to do that.
I will respond with this. If the Knicks had won that game and didn't blow the 5-point lead in the final few minutes, are you texting?
No.
That's BS. That's not true, Teak. You know that's not true.
Definitely not true.
That's not true.
You are commenting in some capacity.
You would be talking about good quality. You would say something. So I think Tiki has a great analogy.
Win on the road. Great win on the road.
Yeah. Stick it, Trae Young. You met the media by going on social media.
Yes, I did. I felt like last night was a good night to send a tweet like that out.
But you skipped the team meeting.
No, because there is no team in that spot. It's one on, really, two. Tiki obviously standing, and he, I assume, backed me up in the spot. So maybe it would have been 2-on-2.
But
I didn't want to take the bait from Sean because he was baiting me. That's all.
Well, I think you screwed up. Do you agree he screwed up?
He just missed his team meeting.
Missed his team meeting.
Oh, good.
One last thing on the Knicks.
Don't let it happen again.
Never let it happen again.
Otherwise, Connor's going to be sitting there.
Wow. That's my guy right there. Can you pull up some audio for me?
Yeah.
This is from the broadcast last night, not on MSG, but the Atlanta Hawks broadcast. Because something happened last night that I don't know what this is even about, but the Hawks play-by-play announcer, when Jalen Brunson, down the stretch of this game, was contributing to the Knicks losing. And he was terrible in the final few minutes. And that's okay. Doesn't mean he stinks. Doesn't mean he's terrible. It's just he had two straight mediocre games, including the close to this game. The broadcaster decided to take some major shots at Jalen Brunson. Take a listen.
Zach's second is short. Rebound. Hey, Trae Young has it. Trae gets fouled by the great Jalen Brunson. Whoa, Brunson has been upset all night. Dyson Daniels has shut him down. And now the foul. Brunson complaining to the official. Who do you know? I'm Jalen Brunson.
I think he just mocked Jalen Brunson.
Wow, that was clear mocking.
Yeah.
First of all, the great Jalen Brunson, clearly tongue-in-cheek. And then, boo, I'm Jalen Brunson.
That's what I do to Sean and Tommy. You know what that was, though? Nick fans, I'm going to defend you. He was mad. And you know why he was mad? He's mad because Knicks fans took over State Farm South or Madison Square Garden South. Like, that arena was filled with Knicks fans, so I think that it annoyed him. It looks like it annoyed Trae Young. Trae Young took a shot at Knicks fans after the game. We're choosing not to play it because Trae Young is an irrelevant, mediocre, overrated basketball player who's got a very thinning hairline. So it's not even worth bringing attention to it. Because it was also, like, stupid. He's like, go home, Knicks fans. Okay, whatever, bro.
People didn't understand it unless you were watching.
Right.
Because the game was full of Knicks fans.
That's right.
And at the end of the game with, I don't know, 10 seconds, which it's on now right now on MSG, like 12 seconds, the bottom bowl is, like, empty.
Exactly. I also know, like, my arena's filled up with other people's fans. Like, when the Knicks play the Nets, it'll be all Knicks fans. I don't want Cam Thomas saying, go home, Knicks fans. It's embarrassing. Like, they were in your building. So what are you bragging about? Like, go home. Go home. They just invaded your building and embarrassed you. So not in terms of winning, but in terms of crowd sounds. I know what that's like. So I think that broadcaster is just really sad that they were overtaken by Knicks fans.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we're from New York where we're actually, like, professionals on our broadcast. When you go to these small market towns, they're homers and they do stuff like this. He sounded like a radio host, basically, mocking Jalen Brunson. Why don't you worry about your own team? Yeah, you won last night, and if Trae Young, who has a big history with the Knicks, he likes to troll the Knicks, that's all well and good. They won. Clint Capela has been a pain in the ass for the Knicks for years, so I give them kudos for that. But an announcer acting like that after you win a regular season game in November, congrats. We'll send you something in the mail.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.